T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sup, Marty Griffin. Paul Abel. Anyone know Paul? Pittsburgh cop. I've known him about 15 years. We communicate. He's had a couple of issues and always addressed them. Always done a hell of a job. Why am I talking about Paul Abel? So, he's doing his thing, working an off-duty job in Squirrel Hill. Sunday. Guy approaches him because he wasn't wearing the right mask, according to this guy. And this is the truth. So you want to be a cop, do you? Wasn't wearing the right mask. So this clowns can be good people, approaches him and starts harassing him. He pushes the officer, knocks the officer's body cam off. Okay? He approached the cop. He said that his mask was disrespectful to the American flag. Who the hell is he? Why is a mask that says thin blue line disrespectful to the flag? So he's jacking with the cop. He starts pushing the cop, knocks his body cam off. The officer does his job and arrests this clown. Clowns could be nice people. Check this out. So you folks send out some cell phone video. And the mayor sees the cell phone video. This is a quote in the PG. In response to public questioning on Twitter. So now the public decides if an officer did right or wrong. You decide if Paul Abel gets punished or fired, or even worse, charged. You decide on Twitter. In response to public questioning on Twitter, after video of the arrest appeared on social media, the court of social media. Mayor Bill Peduto's chief of staff, Dan Gilman, tweeted, well, of course he did. He won't talk to us. He's at home. The mayor won't talk to us. He's at home. But they'll tweet. The case is being investigated. That's just great. The case has been referred to the Office of Municipal Investigation for review. That's just great. Cop gets harassed. Man pushes cop, knocks cop's body cam to the ground. Cop makes arrest. Cop is under review. Why? Because Yinz seen it on Facebook and Twitter, and Yinz asked the mayor for the investigation, and of course that's what the mayor's doing. So you'll want to be a cop. This is just disgusting to me. I had to grab Police Union President Bob Schwartzwalter. I don't want to get into the details of this alleged investigation, but isn't this a ridiculous, absurd way to run a police department, Bob?
Marty, that was very well spoken. It's absolutely outrageous. Secondly, the city already knows that within our contract, they're not supposed to be discussing any type of internal investigation in the public forum until all the facts are in. And you pointed them out very aptly, by the way, so I appreciate that. This gentleman that we want to call him a gentleman who attacked a cop is going to be clearly probably found guilty without any issue. Because there was secondary employment or special events, civilian staff that were there at the farmer's market, and witness the entire event. And they're clearly going to come into court or to the Office of Municipal Investigations and clearly point out what this individual did. And this is the sign of the times.
It is.
And
this is what we're doing. This is exactly what this is, the criminalization of a cop. Cop makes arrest. Morons can be nice people. Videotapes us on a cell phone. The mayor sees the video and says, oh, my God, let's investigate, because, of course, the public wants this. This is dangerous, is it not, Bob?
It's extremely dangerous. And that's why we have the due process requirements that we have, which, as you well know, Marty, everybody talks really bad about Act 111 and police contracts and police labor unions, which is exactly why I ran for office almost 5 years ago and been in office ever since, is because of due process. Because if someone isn't going to provide these officers with due process, their families are going to be put in danger. The officer is going to lose their livelihood. They're going to lose their homes, and so on and so forth, without any due process. And a lot of these mayors, especially our mayor, wants to modify due process in the contract so that, just what you pointed out, oh, I got a tweet. I don't like what that officer did. I don't need any evidence to say so. You know what? You're fired.
Right.
Have a nice afternoon. You're fired.
Right. Right.
That's what they want to do. They want to be able to do it strictly, as you point out, Marty, by Twitter now. So now we try individuals completely, and their entire due process is based on tweet. And what
Twitter,
I find interesting, I read that
Twitter
feed. I read that same op-ed you did, Marty, this morning. I read that same same article you did in the PG, and then they also wrote an op-ed about it, not about that particular incident, but about something else, about the attacking of the people eating dinner on the sidewalk, by the way. And what you're seeing now is this complete eradication of responsibility by mayors.
That's right.
And by public officials.
That's right.
That the only rights that matter, are what the protesters say the rights should be.
That's right.
So we can harass police officers. We can harass diners. We can harass reporters.
We can destroy businesses.
And those are the rights.
We can ruin businesses. We can do whatever the hell we want. But if we have a video and we say the cop's a bad cop, he's a bad cop. And if you don't agree with me, Mayor, we're going to come to your house and we're going to literally crap on your sidewalk again.
And his neighbor's sidewalks.
Right. Hold on, Bob. Can you
sure.
hold on? So you want to be a cop. This is how we're going to do it now. Mayor sees video on Twitter. Mayor demands investigation. Great move, Mayor. So you want to be a cop. I've known Paul Abel, I don't know, 15 years. Good guy, good cop. Does his job. Was doing his job on Sunday, working. He had a mask that depicted thin blue line. Good for him. The diversion of the American flag. You've seen it. Very cool. Guy comes up and starts with him, saying that's disrespectful. Knocks his body cam off. Abel arrests him. Does his job. Folks get this incident on a cell phone. Well, then the activists get involved. This is an inappropriate arrest. He's a bad cop. He has a horrible history. He's a bad man. The mayor's chief of staff sees this on Twitter and, of course, demands an investigation. So now, because you saw a video on Twitter, because the mayor decides that Twitter is where he conducts his business, Paul Abel's under investigation. And check this out. So he's wearing this beautiful mask that depicts the American flag in this blue color, dark colors. And immediately, yesterday, they sent out a memo within the department saying, we only wear one type of mask and a picture of it. Well, of course, then I get a barrage of pictures of the police chief wearing a mask that isn't appropriate, of other various chiefs wearing masks that aren't appropriate. It's become a joke. And at the end of the day, police officers have lost the trust that they're supposed to have in the administration. Have you not, Bob? Have officers not lost any faith in this administration?
What's happening, Marty, right now is exactly the way you put out there in that short monologue. Whenever somebody says boo or we just don't like something, it's like everybody forgot what we're here for, what law enforcement is here for. We rely on evidence, thorough investigations, and that's how we make our decisions. Now you could just put something, whatever that is, out on social media. It automatically disrupts an officer's career. It puts him in a bad light. He's now being talked about in the media on your show, a very, very good show that you talk about a lot of great stuff. We're talking about an officer that simply had a mask on and made an arrest because somebody did something. Cops make arrests every day that never make your show. And we're talking about how ridiculous and outrageous this is because somebody decided, and I understand why command staff's doing what they're doing. Whether you agree with it or not, remember, the mayor can fire them, and he's bullying them. He's basically bullying his command staff. He and Dan Gilman are bullying that command staff, and they're putting them in a bad position where they have to decide whether to feed their families and still try to do some good as commanders and chiefs of this police department or get fired. Mm. And that's the state of affairs right now, my friend. That's the state of affairs.
Isn't there an overwhelming amount of trepidation, hesitation on the streets with regard to officers making arrests, particularly of protesters who are obnoxious, rude, and breaking the law? Are they not very, very, very nervous, would be a good word, about making arrests?
Nervous? I think that's an understatement. I think terrified of losing their employment is the proper terminology, is where they're at. Because what's going to happen is if the mayor or Dan Gilman, they don't like what they see, they're going to attack the command staff. The command staff's going to be forced to launch an investigation. The officer is going to be put under a serious microscope, going to have to answer. And it's okay, Marty. Don't get me wrong. I don't want you to think that an officer shouldn't be investigated when they do wrong. They should be investigated. And that's why we have these items in place.
Of course.
But they want star chamber justice. The mayor and the protesters and Dan Gilman, they want star chamber justice. They don't want due process. They don't want legitimate investigations. They want to be able to snap their fingers and say, okay, well, the public doesn't like, or the perception of the public doesn't like this particular officer, fire him right now. Investigate and fire.
Police Union President Bob Schwartzwelder, have you now been criminalized further, sir, that you're all bad guys, right? That's the impression now. So you make a legit, decent arrest. By the way, they make, in the country, almost $3 million a year, and all of a sudden, it's front page news. Every single reporter in town is characterizing Paul Abel as a bad guy, a bad cop, when he made a legitimate arrest. That's offensive, man. That's offensive to any cop out there trying to do a good job. Is it not, sir?
Yes, it is, Marty. And that's, you're using the right words. So this is a legitimacy or delegitimacy battle right now where you're taking authority. And here's what I see. So you have this challenge by violent or law-breaking individuals challenging the legitimacy of law enforcement. But then when good citizens, like the guy you pointed out, I think the last time I was on your show, he had to get a stick to defend his home with his ill wife out there by the mayor's house.
Right next door.
Right next to him. He's seeking assistance from law enforcement, and law enforcement isn't doing anything, so he believes he needs to take the law into his own hands.
That's right.
So now are you not only creating a legitimacy problem for police with, we'll say, lawbreakers, but also law abiders? And so then what's society to do? Hey, I picked up the phone. I called the people that are supposed to come and take care of this problem, and we pay them with tax dollars, i.e. law enforcement, but they're not even going to do their job because the mayor is going to snap his fingers and his chief of staff, Dan Gilman, is going to snap his fingers and say, that's okay if they violate the law. I mean, if I'm one of those businesses down in the 900 block of Penn Avenue, which I've frequented those businesses many times, I fold up shop and move. I shut down a cultural district. That might sound extreme to you. That's what I do. If you're not going to enforce the law here and I can't run a peaceful business and let people come here and enjoy their afternoon when we're already struggling because of the pandemic, you know what? You're right. I'm going to fold up. I'm going to take my business somewhere else to a community that believes in enforcing the law, and I'll open my business up there.
And it's happening.
That's what I do.
And it's happening. And this is what we want in America. All right.
Exactly.
Bob Schwartzwelder, thanks for being honest, man. You're always there. Thank you, sir.
Okay, Marty, thanks for having me. You take care, sir.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.